You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As I said at the start of the show, I usually speak to this gentleman when we have negative things to discuss, and I'm pretty sure he's excited to deliver the positive news, and I'm excited to hear what those news are. I'm talking about Leighton Beard, spokesperson of the Automobile Association, and we're taking a look at fuel prices. Good evening, Leighton. Lovely to speak to you again. Please give us the good news. It's been a very long day. We need some really good news.
It's been a very long day. It's been a long week. I mean, the news is that petrol and diesel and paraffin are all going to decrease at midnight tonight. Significantly, petrol is going to come down by 1.24 for both grades of fuel. Diesel is going to come down by around 1.12 and paraffin also around the 1 rand mark. So very good news going into June. And the reasons behind that are a stronger rand, lower international petroleum prices and oil prices, providing a good perfect storm for the decreases that not only motorists but consumers can all celebrate going into the new month.
And it's such a significant decrease. We seldom see a decrease this big. A lot of the time it's a couple of rands up and then a couple of cents down. So this is a very, very big decrease for us to be enjoying. Leighton, you touched on the fact that the offshore side of it played a big role in the softer crude oil prices. And we saw that OPEC met on Sunday. They announced production cuts. And since then, the oil price has come even lower, below $80 a barrel. Do you think this is a sustainable level, or is it something that we might enjoy some short-term windfall from and see it go up later?
Well, I mean, they've announced the cuts going deep into 2025. So I think it's a question of wait and see exactly what the impact of that's going to be. I mean, certainly, it could be something that plays itself out over a longer period. Exactly how that's going to play itself out, I mean, you know, crystal ball gazing time, you know, so very difficult to say. I think the other factor that you mustn't overlook is the strength of the rand on average against the US dollar. How is that going to play out over the next couple of weeks? Against the backdrop of the political developments that are happening at the moment? I think that's a big key question that we've got to look at. Certainly, we've got to look at those international oil prices. That's, as you said, a softer marker on an international stage. We don't have any control over that. But I think we do need to keep an eye on that rand exchange rate.
Leighton, keep that crystal ball out. I've got a couple more questions that I really need you to answer. I want to look at the state-owned entity. We're forming a new SOE, and the purpose of this new SOE is to acquire certain strategic assets, and I imagine part of that might be what the Central Energy Fund is looking for in Sapref. We know that Sapref is now going to move over and become state-owned. Is that a good thing for the market? Is that a good thing for petrol prices?
I think it is a good thing. I think, at the moment we're importing too much international product into the country. So, you know, having the facilities locally to actually deal with that is going to be very important. Again, you know, let's have a look and see to what extent this does play out. And when is this capacity going to be online? When is it going to start delivering? What is the structure going to look like? All of these questions remain unanswered. So I think it is a positive development. I think it's important that we have that capacity locally. And once we do have that capacity locally, it may mitigate against rising fuel costs.
Hopefully that does turn out positively. Leighton, I want to look at something else that's been developing. You and I haven't had the chance to speak about what's happened with Shell. They've pulled out of those downstream assets and they are potentially up for sale. I want to know if you've heard by way of the rumor mill any interested offshore parties and potential companies that might be seeing value in those assets. And do you think those assets have enough value to attract a significant investor at this stage?
First, I do think they have value to attract a investor. I think there is a lot of value in the brand. And obviously, the infrastructure that's there is obviously very important. So I do think that there is value. Again, it's so much is up in the air at the moment in terms of this, and the bottom line is that I think the decision has made for whatever reasons, and it's something that now needs to be dealt with. Is brand going to survive? Is it going to be viable? I think it is going to be, from a consumer point of view, for the AA, and from a motoring point of view, we would like to be facility can benefit for themselves. Is going to track from that? We don't think at this stage that it is.
I'm starting to lose you here, Leighton, and I really want to wrap this up before we do lose you. Do you expect that we'll continue to see slightly softer prices or potentially more fuel cuts in the near term if things stay the same? Obviously, you have no idea what's going to happen with the rand price, and I don't expect you to. But do you anticipate that if the perfect storm continues, we might be in for another fuel price cut potentially at the start of May? I mean, July.
Yeah, look, I think a lot is going to depend on what happens with the political negotiations in the next couple of days and weeks. That is going to prove seminal in terms of the markets and the value of the currency against the greenback. If, as you said, things stay the same, then certainly I think the outlook is going to look positive. But, you know, it's very difficult to speculate and to give an answer that looks into a crystal ball, because you will be proven wrong. So I'm gonna hedge my bets and say, look, we're very positive about the development for June. We hope the trend continues. Let's have a look at those numbers mid-month and we'll have a clearer picture of where we're headed.
But that's exactly why I call you, Leighton, so that if you get it wrong in the crystal ball, I can blame you. Thanks so much for those insights, Leighton.
You've got somebody to blame.
There we go. That's it. That's it. We just need someone to blame. And when it comes to fuel prices, it's a gentleman named Leighton Beard, who's a spokesperson of the Automobile Association. He joined me to just reflect on the fuel price cuts that we can expect at midnight tonight. And hopefully he'll be delivering more news that are positive later in the month.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.